Maybe you thought it was all figured out, how the financial collapse came about that's led us to our current disastrous economy. Housing market, right? Arcane mortgage schemes, greedy bankers. Well, someone else has another theory, and it's got lots of folks talking. Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times, wrote about this theory in an article for the Times last week. It is how income equality, the gap between the rich and the poor, might have actually triggered the crisis.
Income inequality, really, is what
it
is.
Did I say equality?
Well, yeah, but
I meant to say inequality.
Inequality, yeah.
Yeah, it's income inequality. Yeah. Thank you very much.
Well,
I knew what I meant. I bet Louise did, too. Louise, let's first talk about this theory. Explain, whose theory is it? Guy from Harvard Business School, right?
That's right. There's this growing group, actually, of academics, economists, legal scholars, sociologists, who are studying this now. It's a new line of research, and they're saying, look at charts of economic inequality over time, and there's this striking thing that happened in 1929. In 1929, the gap between the rich and the poor, the amount of wealth that was in the hands of the top 10%, is a mirror of what we had in 2007. And when you start looking at the timing of the financial crisis and the way this gap has grown, it's very striking. And so now you've got all these academics looking for storylines on, okay, well, how is it that economic inequality would cause a financial crisis? And then some of the theories focus on the poor. They say, well, if there's this group that's so much less fortunate with their income, maybe they take on more debt, and maybe that leads to a financial crisis. And then some of their theories focus on the people at the very top with, well, if these people can get so much wealth in their hands, maybe they really push bubbles forward. And by pushing bubbles and leverage, they cause a financial crisis.
It seems slightly obvious, I must say. But then economic theory is always in that funny area of perception as opposed to hard facts and trying to figure things out. Not everyone agrees with this theory, correct?
Well, you know, I talked with Glenn Hubbard, who is a conservative economist and was a top economic advisor to George W. Bush. Even when, you know, the tax cuts were extended to the wealthy, he was there. And he said, wait a minute, the cause of this housing crisis were those bad loans given to people. And he said, that was a stupid reaction to inequality. That was policymakers trying to make up for inequality by giving these loans to the bottom.
Giving people access to cheaper loans so they could own homes.
Right.
Right.
But I got to tell you, the response I've had from readers over the last few days has been overwhelming. Not just little notes like, oh, this was nice. People have sent me these long theories, and I found out about even more research going on in this area. I heard from Rob Reich, who, you know, used to be the Secretary of Labor under Clinton, and he said he also believes that this economic inequality caused the recession, and it's going to make it even harder for us to come out of this recession.
Why?
Because he said that the recovery that normally happens will be harder with this inequality. Think about it. You need the middle class. You need people all down the ladder spending money to get out of a recession. And we have such a gap that's harder. You know, I've heard from people in Korea. Even people are looking back in history at the Roman Empire and how it fell.
Didn't you get one 50-page summary? Summary of treaties.
Yeah, I got you know, a treatise on how maybe this is due to taxes and tax cuts. I also heard about, you know, state research that's going on in inequality. So it's very interesting.
Louise Story, Wall Street and finance reporter for our partner, the New York Times. Economic inequality. Whoa, yet another theory. Here we go, Todd.
It's the anatomy of a meltdown, Louise. You got a lot of things to keep covering. You pour through those treatises and get back to us, yeah?
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.